The Afternoon Live Podcast with Anthony Martin. Listen in live on Hospedia Channel 1. Online at coastway.org.uk. Or on the TuneIn app Wednesdays from 1 on Coastway Hospital Radio for Brighton.
It's just gone 2 p.m, which means it's time again for New at 2. Every week on the show, we introduce a new up-and-coming band or artist. And this week, I've got a band who've released their latest EP just a few months ago. They're based in Brighton, and I have them with me right now on the phone. It's Time for Tea. Hello.
Hey, Anthony.
Hey, how are you?
Very good. Happy to be new at 2.
Very good. So the band started off with yourself as a solo project. How did it go on to become a six-piece?
It happened in a kind of organic way, because I came over here, I came to Brighton. I used to have a band and I came to Brighton, and all of a sudden I was on my own, so I just had to kind of adapt to that, and I started writing lots of songs. The songs that are able to stand by themselves on my own. So I kind of had like a whole set of songs, and after a while I got a bit bored of that as well, and I was sort of involved with a lot of other bands and the friendship group that we were in. There was lots of musicians, so I kind of politely nicked various members from different bands.
Right.
And we created this band. It didn't start very seriously, but it sort of soon became the main band.
So it's a super group of sorts, then, you're saying?
Yeah, super group.
And the band, it consists of members from across Europe. What would be your like individual music influences in the band?
I grew up in Portugal, so I'm half English. I'm a confused man, but I guess in Portugal we listen to a lot of reggae music and a lot of like the traditional Portuguese music, which is quite sad. There's a paradox there.
Yeah.
But Juan is from Madrid, so he's playing percussion, and he has that kind of amazing sort of flamenco voice, a kind of ripped voice. And then Oliver is from Switzerland, and he studied a lot of jazz. So we all, and then the other three boys are from England, so they were kind of more into their R&B, old school rhythm and blues. Jazz is a bit as well, but we all have the common interest of world music,
yeah.
So like West African music.
Hmm.
So when we got in a room together, we all wanted to bring what we liked, I guess, and it took a while to sort of become harmonious, but after a while, I think we sort of created our own kind of individual sounds.
How would you describe your sound then? Because it's quite a varied kind of musical genres there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's taken a long time to, when people ask us what we play, it's really hard to answer, but now we've come up with the, and I guess like from the last EP, a lot of press called us kind of tropical folk rock.
Okay.
Tropical folk rock, yeah, I guess we're happy with that.
I don't think a band from Brighton has ever been described as tropical before, but yeah, it's a first. Now you've enjoyed success as a band and toured across Europe, and you've played some big festivals over there. What draws you to Brighton as a home base, I guess, for the band?
I think it's a little bit of familiarity, and we all have jobs here and girlfriends, and it's a great place to live. It's an inspiring place to live. I wouldn't say it's the place in the world that treats musicians the best, because it's definitely not.
Yeah.
So when you go to the continent, you get, musicians are quite highly regarded. Whereas in Brighton, you're just another Tom, Dick and Harry, with a guitar on your back.
Yeah.
But it's also an amazing place to get better at what you do, because there's so many talented people. And you can go to any open mic any day of the week and there will be someone that blows your mind,
So yeah.
It's a good place to keep you on your toes.
There's quite a lot of, I suppose, kind of music venues here in Brighton, isn't there? A lot of kind of for new bands, yeah. Especially. Yeah, it's pretty good. What has been your highlight gig, I guess, in the UK then? Because you guys have been touring for, or you've been playing for quite a while together. What's the best gig you've had here in the UK?
That's a very hard question, but I guess one of the gigs that we had a kind of click moment was when we released our EP at the Audrey Last in London.
Okay.
It was a Monday night, a sort of rainy Monday night, and we didn't really expect many people to come. It was ended up becoming a really successful night. There was lots of people there. Loads of people turned up, and we sold loads of CDs, and the sound was good, and we played well. You know, sometimes it just everything clicks in. It's a good moment.
And did you find performing here in the UK quite different to performing in Portugal, for example, or in Europe?
Not too. I mean, the audiences are different, and they.
Yeah.
I guess in England, everyone understands what you're saying, so your lyrics have to be really strong.
See, less forgiving, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, also, like, the musical culture in England is so rich that it's almost too, you know, it's like if you play in London, no one, you have to really do your best to impress people, whereas if you play in some town in the middle of Spain or Portugal or France or whatever, people are more likely to appreciate you because they're not used to that much music, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose, as you said, it's quite competitive in London, I guess. But I suppose you're kind of competing with other bands, but also the ghosts of bands that have gone before you, I guess.
Exactly. And not to be negative, but people are almost spoilt musically here. Because there are so many, London's ridiculous. Most of the talented people of the world move to London, chasing the dream. And so you have all this, any day of the week you can go and see, like, virtuoso musicians.
You released your latest EP, your third one there, this January, together as a band. And it's the first one released under a record label, Barely Breaking Even. Has this EP felt any different to the previous two?
I think this EP is the first EP that we're actually... The first EP was more of a solo thing, and that's when I actually started getting the musicians involved because, the rest of the band, because I wanted to recreate what we'd created in the EP, full band sound. And then the second EP was quite soon after we joined together, so it's got a very raw... And the way we recorded it was sort of in our house, and it's got a kind of raw DIY feel to it.
Yeah.
And the latest EP, the first EP that we recorded with, a proper producer and took a bit of time about it. And we'd been playing for a couple of years by then. And we had a stronger idea of what our sound was.
Yeah.
And I think throughout that EP, you can kind of see all aspects of our musical spectrum, I guess. So yeah, it's the sort of third time lucky people. It's the first time that we actually are very proud of what we put out.
Yeah, so you feel this is the most complete EP you've put together so far then?
Yeah. I think it's by far. Not necessarily the songs. I think there's a few good songs in the other EP, but as a general sound and feel to it, I think it's a nice piece of work.
And are there any plans to go back to the studio to record some more music soon, or is that a bit off on the horizon yet?
No, we're always nipping in, and we've recorded a few new tracks. We are kind of in that awkward place where we're trying to decide whether to sort of wait on an album, and record the whole album soon, or do we just keep producing little pieces and putting them out, because in this day and age that's how it normally works, but the album would be the holy grail.
And I suppose with the EP out this year, then you've got a tour planned for on the back of this EP?
We played a few shows as soon as the EP came out in Bristol and London and Exeter.